Am I on? Can you hear me? Okay, so the reading is taken from Acts chapter 16, and we've written verses 16 to 40 and retold it into a story. So I'd like you to cover your eyes or to close your eyes just for a minute. I want you to sit in the darkness and to imagine that it is cold and that you can hear water dripping. And that you can hear things that you don't really want to hear scurrying about. You can't move your feet and your hands are tied up. And this is where we find Paul and Silas in this week's story. They had wounds on their backs from being beaten. Wounds that throbbed and stung and made them ache all over. The chains on their wrists and on their ankles chafed and rubbed the skin away. And no matter how they wriggled or shuffled or twisted, it was just impossible to get comfortable. But despite this, even though it was telling people about Jesus that had gotten them into this mess, they were singing. They were singing hymns and songs of praise. They sang long into the night, sang through the hurt until there was a noise. What was that? The ground started to shake. The walls started to tremble. Until with an almighty bang, the door flew off its hinges. And then with a crack, their chains fell off. They could escape. They could be free if that's what they wanted. Seeing this, the jailer drew his sword to kill himself rather than face the consequences of losing his prisoner. But Paul shouted, "No! Stop! Why not? How can I be saved?" replied the jailer. At this, Paul told the jailer the good news of Jesus, and with that, the jailer and all of his family came to know Jesus and to be baptized. Thank you.
Good morning. Hi, I'm Simon. So, just go on what Poppy was saying. The prison's a really dark place. It's noisy. Prisoners are complaining about food. They're screaming to be set free. They're yelling at the guards to let them go for more food. Anything they complain about, they just want to complain and make as much noise as possible. But I doubt they ever heard this particular sound in particular of people praising and worshipping God. In the middle of the night, it's pitch black. Paul and Silas praise the Lord. This unusual sound caught the attention of every other prisoner in the jail. And the keeper too. There was something different about these two prisoners. Because they praised God in the middle of trouble. We may wonder how Paul and Silas could sing in a time like this. They didn't know where they would... They were chained up, unfairly chained in this prison cell. Paul and Silas could praise God because they were filled with faith and the Holy Spirit. Paul and Silas were sure that God had not forgotten them. Didn't they know? They were certain that God would not allow them. They were certain that God would not allow anything but the best for them. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is joy. Please notice I didn't say happiness. Joy is different from happiness. Happiness comes from when things are good around them. Like when you have a birthday present, or you hit a home run, you score your first goal of the season. Joy comes when the things are right on the inside. It's the inner goodness and peace, and because you believe in Jesus. Joy doesn't come. Joy doesn't change when your circumstances change. Joy is deep down inside of you. Out of their joy given by the Holy Spirit, Paul and Silas praise the Lord. We should praise God in good times and in the bad. Praising God is proclaiming his greatness. His greatness changes even when our circumstances do. When we are in different situations and we don't feel like praising God, that's the perfect time to praise God. Notice that while these two men were singing their praise, the ground started to shake as the little girls did that for us on cue. Yeah. he wanted them to be saved. The rocks trembled and the metal scraped against metal. Chains fell to the ground. The heavy door swung open. Paul and Silas could have easily run into the darkness of the night and escaped. Here's how that these two men, listening to the Holy Spirit, they didn't run away. The Holy Spirit let them know that God did not cause this amazing earthquake for them. It was for the jailer. Paul and Silas had been chained up physically, but the jailer was chained up spiritually. So, just on this, can I just borrow Amanda? And thank you. So. So now Amanda is chained up physically. Wherever I go, and this is sin, Amanda will come with. And she'll come with. But if I let it go... if I let it go, and she has her trust in Jesus, her sins can be broken, she can do what she wants. She can run away. So, how do we react in bad times? Or treated unfair? Do those around you hear you complain like everyone else? Or do they hear you pray and praise God? Even though Paul and Silas were treated most unfairly, because of the joy of the Holy Spirit inside, they praise God instead. Paul and Silas wasn't singing in church. They were singing in the darkest place. As a result, the other people in that dark place heard their praise. They heard the truth about the mighty living God. Everyone can complain. Only those filled with the Holy Spirit can give thanks and praise in difficult times. When you do this in the darkest places, you will shine bright like a star in the darkest night. Others will see you and be drawn to the one you praise. Don't forget, your praise invites God's earthquake in power to every situation. Amen.